Broadcasting live from the beautiful Renaissance Atlanta Waverly Hotel and Convention Center, it's TyCon Southeast 2014. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Lee Cantor here live at the Waverly Hotel in Atlanta, Georgia for TyCon Southeast. It's a great event, and it's for the folks at Ty in Georgia, Tampa, and the Carolinas. And the crowd is filling in here, and it's we're going to have a lot of fun interviewing a lot of people. We're going to lead off with Varin Mayani. He is the president of the Georgia Indo-American Chamber of Commerce. Welcome, Varin.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me here.
Now, Georgia Indo-American Chamber of Commerce, can you tell us about the mission, purpose? What are you guys trying to do for folks?
Well, it's an organization that has been around for a while, and it's the business organization that uses Georgia as a gateway for India to enter into America for imports, exports, and all other business purposes.
Now, is there an opportunity, tell me if this is so, I've heard rumors to this effect, that if a person that's an international person wants to invest $1 million or more into a company in America, that gives them kind of a shortcut to get into the country?
Absolutely. Investment has a what you call a speedy lane
right
into residency in the U.S.
Now, is that something that your organization can help match make?
Absolutely. We are basically the conduit, the bridge that uses their liaison. And fortunately, last year, we also housed and started the Indian consulate in Atlanta for the Southeast.
Uh-huh.
And this consulate, this entity oversees about 8 southern states.
And it's based here in Atlanta?
It's in Atlanta, absolutely, in Sandy Springs.
Now, is the Indian population in the Atlanta or metro area, is that a large number of people?
Significant. I would say in the top 5 in the country.
Oh, really? So
yes.
What are the other states that have a lot of Indian?
I would say Houston, New York. When I say New York, it's the New York area.
Uh-huh.
It's a combination of New Jersey, Delaware, and D.C. and L.A.
And then what are you doing for folks here? Like, what's a meeting like at the Indo-American Chamber of Commerce?
What we try to do is we try to pick up industry specifics, like small businesses, for example, the hotel motel owners, the gas station owners, the lawyers, the CPAs, the insurance brokers.
Uh-huh.
For instance, last month we had a gathering at an insurance company, and Georgia's Honorable Insurance Commissioner, Ralph Hudgens, was there. So we kind of bring that connect.
Right, because that's an important component, right, is to network and to help people meet people that might be beneficial for their career?
Absolutely, because it is these drivers. For example, I don't know how easily an insurance broker would have access to the insurance commissioner of Georgia.
Right, it's not like he can just
exactly
show up at the guy's office.
And when
right?
he came, he was just so enjoyable because he could spend time one-on-one with these finance experts. And make time to have conversations, which are not necessarily possible in their offices in that unit time.
Right, because a lot of time they're just focused on their own specific business and
that
not looking at it as in a macro manner.
Absolutely.
Now, how does Ty fit in?
Ty is just fantabulous. I've been with Ty for many years. I had to take a slight departure because of my compelling role as president of Georgia Indo-American
right.
Chamber of Commerce. But Ty is I'm married to Ty at my hip. There is no organization that even parallels this one, not just because of Ty Atlanta chapter and this event of Southeast, TyCon Southeast, but it's the fact of the entire Ty ecosystem globally. Once you are a Ty member, you automatically have reached into a Ty member anywhere in the world.
Right, and then I believe there's 60-ish chapters all over the world.
It must
like
have
said.
Definitely grown. The last time I had a count, it was 55 chapters, mm-hmm. and fortunately, and obviously through diligence, Ty Atlanta is in the top 5, top 10.
Right, it's one of the top chapters in the world.
Absolutely.
And so what are ways that do you work together? Like, are the members of the Georgia Indo-American Chamber of Commerce members of Ty and vice versa?
Yes, we try to do co-hosted events.
Uh-huh.
The distinction is that Ty is strictly based on entrepreneurs,
right.
Which, people who want to be in the self-business.
Right.
No matter what size of the company. And Georgia Indo-American Chamber is more generic to that extent. It doesn't just deal with entrepreneurs or business owners. It could also mean by corporate executives and even people who are like, you know, the insurance brokers, for instance.
Now, when you're at a Georgia Indo-American Chamber of Commerce meeting, it's primarily Indian Americans, or is it people that aren't?
No,
Indian
just like
well?
Thai. You know, when Thai was founded, the acronym stood for the Indus Entrepreneur.
Right.
And as you can see right here, there is a complete
it's
homogeneous.
Very diverse,
yes,
right?
It's a very homogeneous crowd. Same way with the Georgia Indo-American Chamber of Commerce, the Indo-American is emphasized. It is truly a good mix of both sides.
And that's important to you and your mission, right? You're trying to get the word out to both Indian Americans and Americans, right? Everybody, you
oh,
want
absolutely.
Everybody to the, right?
Absolutely. The underlying fact is the world is flat.
Right.
And not only are we seeing it, we are living it.
So now if a business wanted to get involved, is there a website for you guys?
Absolutely. It's the, thank you for the pitch. It's www.giacc.org.
Uh-huh.
And once you go there, everything's on there.
And then you can reach out to you maybe or go and attend a meeting. Is that the best first step?
That's the first step. And if anybody would like to come, we are hosting an international business mixer on May 13th, which would involve over 8 to 9 council generals.
Wow.
And through them, it would also have the 8 to 9 binational chambers of commerce. So it's a good international mix of business people.
Because Atlanta has a pretty robust business community internationally as well, right?
There's
a lot of consulates and there's a lot of business people around.
Absolutely. Since we hosted the 96 Games, Atlanta has not turned back the dial. And international business continues to thrive. Most states have 1 or 2, maybe Fortune 100 companies. Georgia has 14 and still hasn't stopped. And that's, you know, what before we started this interview, that's what I was telling you, that we are so uniquely positioned in the country where we have the capacity to move people, product, and paper at the same velocity globally. To top that, we have 80% of the U.S. population living on the East Coast. We have the Savannah Ports Authority, which moves product.
Right.
We have Hartsfield Airport that moves people, the world's busiest airport.
Sure.
And we have UPS, which is the world's largest logistical company.
So we're uniquely positioned.
We are so uniquely positioned. I just wish that all the heads could be put together. You know, the city owns the airport, the state owns the Ports Authority, and UPS is a Fortune 100 company.
So how are we going to get them all to work together?
It's a tough negotiation, but I think once we are able to do that, there is no turning back. I mean, why stop at 14 Fortune 100s?
That's right.
We could just, you know, you look at the Southeast, we are the destination city.
Yeah, and with the cost of living and the climate, there's a lot of positive reasons to have a lot of big businesses relocate here.
Oh, absolutely. Once they dredge the waters in Savannah, which is much talked about, but when that actually happens, we are the only Ports Authority that will take the largest vessel from the Panama Canal. And once that happens, Savannah Ports has the capacity to move product all the way to Houston within less than 3 days.
Wow. All right, so if somebody wanted to reach out to you, once again, the website for the Indo-American Chamber?
Yes, it's giacc.org.
All right, well, thank you, Varun, for being part of the show today.
Oh, I absolutely enjoyed it. Good luck, and it looks like it's going to be a fantabulous day at TICON.
That's right. We'll be back in a few at TICON Southeast.